Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 31st. Looks like the greens, corn and wheat might open up higher here. Corn was up 2.25 cents overnight at 6.38 1/4. March wheat up 1.5 cents, 7.87 3/4. March beans were strong, up 17 1/4 cents, 14.87 1/4. March corn and March beans both made new contract highs. The corn settled 4 cents off those highs. The beans settled about 8 or 9 off those highs, so we'll see if they can continue to be strong out here. Crude oil is up 76 cents, but it's about 50 off the highs. The dollar's down 33, but still very strong at 96.33. Pushing the bean market higher is more and more talk about the smaller crops in South America. We put a sizable amount onto these beans in the last week and a half. Since November, we're probably close to $2.50 off the lows. So we've certainly built in some premiums for lower crops in South America. Argentina's going to get dry the next 10 days, but I think, you know, these rains have helped, but we're going to see all kinds of estimates come out this week on the size of the South American crop. I don't think it's going to be worse than most people have penciled in, and it may be a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact out here. Same thing is true with the Russian tensions. Is it going to be buy the rumor, sell the fact? My guess is if Russia does go in, it's going to be a knee-jerk reaction higher in all the grains, and I think that would be a great selling opportunity if that happens. In the meantime, this week, I think with the estimates coming out on the South American crops, the pros will look to buy the breaks out here. But, you know, I'm still not in the camp that it's as bad as some of these estimates are telling us. I still believe in the genetics and that the crops wait for the rains. They had good rains in what would be their July time frame, and I think it's gone a long way to helping those crops. Though most of the analysts certainly disagree with me, and that's why we're at these higher prices. Interesting to note, Egypt on Friday night bought 420,000 metric tons of wheat, pretty much divvied up between Romania, Ukraine, and Russia. So despite all the tensions there, all three of them are still selling wheat. I think that would be a little bit negative for our wheat prices here. So, you know, it's kind of nobody wants to get too short in case the Russians invade, but the markets have come an awful long way. I don't know whether they built in enough of a premium here or not. I think they have. But, you know, today's the last trading day of the month. We usually make our highs on the last Friday of the month. Sometimes it's the last day of the month. So we did make new highs in beans and corn overnight. That may be about it. But, you know, I think there's going to be plenty of support underneath this market unless something changes. Now, if Russia backs away from the borders, this market could be in serious trouble out here. So for the week, you know, I'd say the pros are going to look to buy the breaks. They're going to try to sell a rally if Russia invades. We'll be looking for these production numbers. And I think those will be the big stories out here for the week. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.